anymore. I'm leaving the church.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I didn't realize you were a member of this church.
Well, don't you want to know why I'm leaving?
Yes, of course I would.
I just got out of the hospital.
Oh, I am terribly sorry. If one of the church staff was responsible for your injury...
It wasn't an injury. I had my gallbladder removed.
Do you feel that the church was responsible for your hospitalization?
You just don't get it, do you?
Actually, no, I don't. Can you fill me in?
The reason I'm leaving the church is because the entire time I was in the hospital, not one person from the church came to visit me.
I am sorry. We're usually very efficient at visiting people in the hospital. In fact, we have a whole ministry whose purpose is to visit those who are homebound and those who are in the hospital.
Well, they missed me, and now I'm leaving.
I'm sorry. I don't know how this could have slipped through the cracks.
Yeah, right. Goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute. Do you have a minute to talk about this?
Well, what is there to talk about?
Well, if we slighted you somehow, it's possible this could happen to others. Could I just ask you a few questions?
Make it snappy.
Do you know anybody in the pastoral care ministry?
No.
Did you let anybody from church know you were going into the hospital?
No.
Do you belong to a small group?
I don't belong to a small group.
How were we supposed to know you were going into the hospital?
Because it's your job to know.
Of course, you're right. We even have someone from our pastoral care ministry who volunteers at the hospital. She usually lets us know when someone from church is on the hospital census.
Well, I should hope so.
So Evelyn missed your name from the membership roll.
I'm not on your membership roll.
You're not?
No, I don't need any more junk mail.
Well, maybe she would have seen your name on a check you left in the offer.
Oh, I don't give checks.
How was she supposed to recognize your name?
Well, forget about my name. Well, didn't anybody miss my face on Sunday morning?
And I guess the responsibility of recognizing your face is my job?
You got that right.
So, man, that's funny. I'm normally good at recognizing faces, and quite frankly, I've never seen your face at church before.
It figures.
Where do you usually sit?
Oh, in the back.
Oh.
Yeah, that's usually the only seat available by the time I get there.
What time do you arrive?
Oh, just after you pass the offering.
That's a half hour into the service.
Well, yes, but I save a lot of money that way.
And I suppose you leave early to
avoid the traffic.
Which explains why I've never had the chance to shake hands with you before.
And you never will again.
Hey, just one more thing.
Make it snappy.
If you never gave your name to the church, you never interacted with anyone in the church, how were we supposed to know you were going into the hospital?
Because it's your job to know.
Well, I guess she just made my job a little easier.